can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry is out today, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri back. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and Hello. YouTube person.
Yeah, the YouTube person in the house. I was watching actually a YouTube video yesterday. A woman named Nicole, who I started following. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she's got so many followers, but she does. And she was talking about that she feels like these days we don't have any hobbies like we used to. Mm. Like that people used to have hobbies, and now we don't really have hobbies. And one of the reasons she gave for that was she feels like because we're not bored anymore, we're not looking to do hobbies. And a lot of times now when people are bored for short periods of time, they go to their phones or they go to the internet and this sort of thing. Do you have hobbies?
Well, would gardening count as a hobby?
I think that counts.
Well, then, yes.
I think what counts as a hobby is something you enjoy doing and do that you don't have to do.
Right. That would be, you know, I could pay to have my home, like I have pay for some landscaping.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the trimming of the trees and that sort of thing. But the, you know, to plant vegetables and to plant flowers, that's something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, so you look forward. You would do that if you had time, not that like, oh, I have to get this
Correct.
Gardening done.
And also, I wish I had more time to do it. Like, I wish I could stay on top of the weeding more than just spending, you know, a couple of hours every, you know, few Saturdays. If I could do it like a little bit every day, it would be much easier, would look better.
But do you like that? Do you
I do.
Want to do that?
I do like it.
Because that's what I think a hobby is. A hobby
yes.
is I don't have to knit this sweater.
Right.
But I enjoy knitting sweaters.
Yes. And my wife does that. She knits.
Is that was that, so that's her hobby, one of
yeah,
her hobbies.
Yeah, it's also sort of her tied into her business.
Right. See, this is the other thing this woman, Nicole, brought up, that oftentimes, like, if you have a hobby, something that you enjoy doing because you like doing it, people think, oh, you should do that as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it becomes a business,
it's not fun.
It's not fun. It's no longer a hobby.
Right. And that's why, like, with the sports radio, like, oh, you should get into that. And for me, at least, it has remained a fun thing. But I think that's more to do with just live radio than with the subject matter, although it does interest me. Now, I don't know if interest in sports, does that count as a hobby? Or is that really not a hobby?
I don't think that's a hobby. I think that's just an interest in sports.
Okay.
I think hobby could be collecting Mets memorabilia. That
okay.
could be a hobby.
Right.
That's something you enjoy doing with your free time when you don't have to.
Right. Well, I mean, I watch sporting events when I don't have to.
Yeah.
But I can understand the distinction. It's sort of you're just watching and you're watching this.
Yeah.
You're just watching it instead of doing something. Now,
yes.
What about like a pickleball or a racquetball or golf or tennis?
Yeah, she also put in there, this was an interesting discussion, she also put in there that if you're doing something for physical fitness, that's different than having a hobby.
Okay.
Right, so pickleball, if you're doing pickleball because you love pickleball, that could be a hobby.
All
but
right.
if you're doing it to stay in shape, not a hobby.
It's just one thing that you're doing.
Yeah, like going to the gym, you're doing to like eating, like eating, making food, eating, and going to the gym, you're just trying to stay alive longer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that necessarily a hobby?
Right. But if you're somebody who likes inventing new recipes and trying things, that might be a hobby.
That might be a hobby, yeah.
Yeah. And I think golf, because it's not necessarily something, although you're walking sometimes, I think that could be a hobby.
Yeah, golf could be a hobby.
I would say.
Yeah. I think like playing a musical instrument, that could be a hobby. She also mentioned that she talked about like sometimes things that are your hobbies, you might not even be particularly good at it,
right.
but you enjoy doing it.
Right. I'm not great at gardening.
Yeah.
You know, some of my plants die and some do well. Other, you know, and it depends year to year because I really don't know. You look at all these things about why is my zucchini plant not flowering? Well, it could be too much water, could be not enough water, could be too much fertilizer, could be not enough. You know, yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not particular. I like to play the piano for a hobby. I'm not very good at it, even though I've been messing around with it for legitimately 10 years.
Right.
But I enjoy doing it.
Yes.
I could never turn that into a like a part-time job or anything. That's what sometimes hobbies turn into, and then they're no longer hobbies.
And also, I think maybe a traditional or narrow view of a hobby would be like, I'm going to paint. I'm going to make this piece of pottery. I'm going to knit something, where you're sort of creating something. I'm going to build a cabinet or something.
Yeah.
And whereas maybe, I guess collecting could be some sort of a hobby, but there's a, if you want to do really a narrow definition, you know, it would exclude a lot of the things we've mentioned.
They say in retirement you need hobbies, right? They'll say that. Like, oh, what are some hobbies? Like, oh, in retirement you can pursue your hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, what are these hobbies we're pursuing?
Well, I know I would be gardening a lot more for sure.
You would be.
I mean, actually, I might even devote, you know, depending on weather, X number of, you know, 2 hours a day to futzing around and you know, doing the garden, digging the weeds.
Will you expand your garden more to be a bigger portion of your yard if you had more time?
Well, I mean, I have sort of defined. Yeah, I could. I could. There would be areas where I could make into flower beds for sure and increase the number of flowers in the existing beds. Yeah, I could. Sure, I would do that.
Do you think we as a people have less hobbies than we used to?
I think we have different hobbies, because look at all the things we just mentioned. We certainly have a lot of free time. Now, if you're just sitting there scrolling your phone, some people could argue that, hey, looking at TikTok is a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, to me, Fugazi.
Yeah, that's not a hobby.
Yeah, but, or watching sports or watching Fox News.
Yeah, doing something passive is not a hobby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Right, you have to be doing something.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, but I like is, you know, going for, is hiking. To me, that's kind of like a hobby.
I think that could be a hobby.
I like doing that, and it's something I don't have to do.
Yeah, if you don't feel an obligation to do it, and you're doing it because you want to and like to, I think that's the hobby.
Right. As long as it's something that's not just a passive.
Yeah. Like doing puzzles is a hobby.
For sure.
Even though it doesn't take a lot of work, you are thinking, you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It keeps your brain active. You're looking at shapes and things. That's probably a good one for older people to keep their brain sharp.
Yeah.
Crosswords.
That's a hobby.
That's a hobby.
Sudoku or whatever that's called.
Yeah. I think you got it. Sudoku.
Hobby.
Yeah. For sure.
Hmm.
Now, is you know, those similar type games that you're doing on your iPad, where the thing where you have to get the common words and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're kind of maybe getting to where, I mean, it's similar to doing a crossword.
It is very similar.
So that's a very, you could make a lot of arguments both ways on these things.
I feel like when you enter a piece of electronic equipment like the phone, you're getting away from hobby territory.
Mm-hmm. Now, for me, what I like to do when we are going away, and I was actually doing it this morning during some of the golf discussions, looking at like the All Trails app and downloading some hikes on the Monterey Peninsula, because I like to plan trips almost as much as I like going there and doing the thing.
Yeah,
I like to plan trips. So it's trip planning. That I think that could be a hobby.
Perhaps.
Yeah, but again, I would need more, like, how is this woman, what are her parameters for defining a hobby?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just some activity that you do when you have free time because you like to do it. You don't need to do it to make your life better, but you do it just because you like doing it.
And it doesn't necessarily have to involve physical activity.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that. I know for myself, When there's downtime, but there's a limited amount of downtime, like let's say you have 20 minutes, it's very easy for me to pick up my phone and go, well, let me see what's going on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, blah, 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 blah. Where really, prior to those being in existence, if I had 20 minutes, I would go sit at the piano for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now I have to like make that a thing to be like, oh, or maybe I'll do push-ups or something for 20 minutes.
Which is not a hobby if it's just to
stay in shape. Yeah, right. That would not be a hobby. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the phones have taken us away from hobbies more than like we used to have.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
No, it isn't.
And I think like I take a lot of time off in the summer, and I tried the last week that I was off, I tried to pretend I was retired. I said, okay, I'm going to hear Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What if I was retired? What would I do today?
Right.
So I was really good at having a game plan for the mornings up until lunch, and then it kind of fell apart.
Right.
Like I got up, I walked my dog, I had coffee, casually like went through the news.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walked on the beach a very long, you know, an hour and a half, came back, showered, made something to eat. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, after that, I was kind of like, I need a better game plan here.
You need something else.
Yeah.
Because you were done by the time you usually get home from work.
Yeah. I know. But mm-hmm. when you're done, like for us, when we get home and it's noon or 12, whatever it is, and you do have the rest of your day. Now we're going to bed much earlier than a regular person. And when you've worked and now you're home, you give yourself permission
to relax.
Yeah. Because you did your work. You did go to work today.
Yeah, you
worked your full-time job. It's different than if you're retired and not going to work, or just take a week off and not going mm-hmm. to work. I feel like you need a regimented game plan.
I would say that's true for most people. For me, I'm lucky that I'm rarely, if ever, bored. And I can always think of things and just, even if I don't have access to a computer, you know, if you give me a pencil and a piece of paper, I'm good. I will think of things, write things down, whatever. You know, make plans or think about things, you know, or if I can, you know, research things, like, you know, how I like to research science stuff and on the internet. So that, like, I occupy my mind and my time that way, because those are things of interest to me. So I think I would need a general plan. I don't think I would need an hour by hour set schedule thing for myself in retirement.
Right. Yeah, I got to have some sort of game plan. I did get a message from a listener, Eddie, and I wanted to, let me see if I could go over with you. I meant to print these out. Okay, so I got...
Is this an Ask Eddie thing?
No, this was just somebody listening to the podcast and said, okay, let's see. Oh, here's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Hey Al. The podcast saved my old car. So a year or two ago, you and Jerry were talking about old cars, and he said he used to have an old car that ran like crap, and then he realized when he used premium gas, it ran amazing. So I'm sitting here with this car with 290,000 kilometers on it. Kilometers, this guy's going with.
Maybe he's up in Canada, perhaps?
And it was running, I'm not sure. And it was running like crap and would stall out when I would idle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the automatic transmission. I was thinking of just scrapping the car and moving on. Then I remembered the podcast. I bought a bottle of fuel injector cleaner and filled the tank with premium fuel. Runs like new.
Mm.
So please thank Jerry, because if not for him, I'd be looking at a new car payment, but now not needed.
Well, that's
cool. That comes from a man named Michael.
I like that.
I would never have thought to do that.
I wouldn't either. And I know there are people who swear by the high octane stuff, but I've never used it because...
Me neither.
You know, it's significantly more per gallon, I would say, right? What, 40, 50 cents more? Maybe even 80 cents more per gallon?
Yes,
and
that's
a lot.
And
that will add up. Now, if I run into a situation where I feel my car is like sluggish or whatever, I may try that.
Yeah.
And you know, and see if that helps.
Yeah, I can't believe he remembered it from the year prior.
Well, yeah.
Or, yeah, a year prior of hearing the podcast.
Well, he was thinking about his car, and then it just clicked in his head.
Here's another one. This comes from a man named Nick. I got this yesterday. It says, "Hey, Al, just listen to the podcast where you and Jerry were talking about nickel and diming at hotels and airports, mm-hmm. how they charge you for every little thing.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
I just renewed my car registration here in Virginia and had to pay a highway usage fee. It's an extra tax on fuel-efficient vehicles to make up for the lost gas tax."
Oh, my goodness. That is like, so what's the point?
He said, "I'm still fuming thinking about this. I thought the government wanted us to be greener. Then they tax us extra for buying fuel-efficient vehicles."
Right, because they're not getting their money from the gas tax.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That seems like, oh, come on.
That is, yeah.
I mean, what are you doing to us?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a fuel-efficient vehicle? That's going to be a tax.
Yeah, because we're not getting enough tax money when you gas up your car.
I mean, the Beatles told us about this so many years ago.
Tax man.
The tax man.
Taxes in Britain, I think, were even crazier, think, than here.
You do hear about that, like some other countries are their income tax is like an insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have socialized medicine and free education, even university, you know, that's going to, somebody has to pay for that.
Yeah. That's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
Hmm.
But I, you know, everybody has access to care in other countries.
Yeah,
and I don't know about the university or what level of grade is paid for by the state in terms of your education. You certainly can go to private school if you wanted to. Also,
yeah.
If your parents had the money. But yeah, I don't know if university is free in Europe. Or say Canada, I'm not sure.
That's the crazy thing about like Jerry. Jerry's got two sons. They went to private school.
Yes.
But he's also paying taxes out the ass.
For public school.
Which he's not using. Or and, like you and I are not using
yeah,
the public schools.
No, when
schools.
I went to parochial or Catholic school, a lot, even percentage-wise, a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, and there was, you know, you had to pay your tuition, and then you also had to give unless you were lower income, you also, and they tracked it, to give money in the collection basket at church.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of your deal. Even though it was separate, it was still, you were expected to give a certain amount.
Yes.
Which is also like, I mean.
Yeah, the basket.
Yeah, well, God needs the money.
God needs a five spot from you.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But even then, it was percentage-wise a lot cheaper than I'm sure it was for Jerry's boys.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So Jerry's really, as Jerry likes to say, right in the ass.
Yes, for sure.
You're paying your taxes and you're paying for private school.
Well, but also I am paying, like, and you are as
yeah,
well.
True.
We don't have children.
That's true.
But I do recognize the value of educating our children.
I like to be in a smart town.
So I have no problem paying taxes for education and police and fire and all that stuff.
I know. The reality is, like, when the taxes go crazy and what, it's the upper level management bullcrap that we get caught up in paying for, mm-hmm. right? And not the individual police officers or the school children. It's like the 19,000 principals that the state of New Jersey has, or this person runs this school system and their salary is like crazy through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get into the problems with these things. We want educated children. We want police and firemen getting mm-hmm. paid well. We want teachers getting paid well. It's these upper management situations that happen mm-hmm. that sucks all of our tax money out.
And in your town or yeah. township, volunteer fire?
I think so.
Okay, because in Edison, there is some volunteer, but it's mostly paid firemen because it's a larger
township. Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm. I bet you it is volunteer.
I know where Gina is in Spring Lake is volunteer.
Uh-huh.
So I guess mine probably would be too. I don't know.
Is she in Wall Township?
Yeah, Wall Township.
Mm-hmm. You are not.
I am not. I don't know what I'm in.
Okay.
What township am I in?
You're in Middlesex and she's in Monmouth though. So it's Camden.
No, I'm in Monmouth still.
Oh, you are in Monmouth?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were in Middlesex. Oh, we talked about this. Somehow you and I have the same representative.
Yes.
Yeah, Pallone.
Yes.
Which is weird that you're in a different county.
Yeah. Very strange. Frank yeah. Pallone.
Yes.
I always see his name everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like the, when I moved into my house in 1991.
He was in there?
I don't know if I voted for him in 92.
Yeah.
And that was his first time, or was that already he was being reelected?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Frank Pallone in the house.
In house?
Let's do the warm-up show. I got to run. My dog needs to pee.
Yes, I understand. We were a little delayed.
We were delayed with Geo recording commercials and Izzo recording some sort of video.
Yes, which I forgot to put the audio up, so hopefully he had a mic on Geo.
Let's hope so.
Because otherwise that's going to be a problem because Geo's not back here till next Thursday.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Warm up next. I did that with CeeLo. We'll be back tomorrow with CeeLo.
Yes.
Jerry is in for Geo tomorrow. Boomer and Jerry show tomorrow.
Yes.
Me and CeeLo, Eddie, warm up. So!